in some sense, one could argue that, well, haven't we really been modifying crops and animals, at least those that have been involved in agriculture or animal husbandry for, you know, 10,000 years? We splice different strains of grapevines together to acquire the best features of a grape for the best, you know, grape product. And we've done the same thing with selective breeding for hybrid seed corn and for rice. And I would say that just in the domestication of animals that were once roaming wild and became part of the livestock technology and the challenges that were faced in the selective breeding of that, most people didn't get too upset about, well, you know, what happens if something runs off and strays and gets back into the natural order of things? How is that going to upset things? I think just the sheer proliferation, though, of GMOs and the exponential increase in their abundance in these crop fields, you know, it's not only North America or Asia, it's throughout the world, that impact is more likely, if there are going to be adverse consequences, to be seen in the short term.